This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The man charged with attacking author Salman Rushdie on Friday has pleaded guilty, not guilty rather, has pleaded not guilty at an arraignment on Saturday. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the story.
24-year-old Hadi Matar is charged with attempted murder and assault. He was denied bail by the judge in a Western New York court. The prosecutor calling the New Jersey man's Friday attack, caught on video by Stephen Davies, targeted, unprovoked, pre-planned. The author's 1988 novel, The Satanic Verses, was viewed as an insult to the Prophet Muhammad by many Muslims. The book was banned in Iran in 1989, its leader calling for a fatwa, the killing of Rushdie. I'm Julie Walker.
Rushdie survived the attack. He is currently in a hospital on a ventilator. He may lose an eye. Tensions remain high around Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, though Ukrainian officials accuse Russian forces of repeatedly firing rockets at the facility. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency said there's a real risk of nuclear disaster unless the fighting stops and inspectors are allowed inside the facility. The plant's operator reported the facility was at risk of violating radiation and fire standards after a surge in rocket fire in and around Europe's largest nuclear power plant over the past week. It said several vital parts of the plant were seriously damaged, including the radiation monitoring sensors around a site where spent nuclear fuel is kept. Russia and Ukraine have accused each other of firing weapons near the plant. Russian soldiers control the facility, but Ukrainian staff operate the plant. This is VOA News. In the United States, Idaho's top court on Friday refused to stop a state law from taking effect that would criminalize nearly all abortions in the state. In a 3-2 ruling, the Idaho Supreme Court rejected a bid by Planned Parenthood affiliate to prevent a ban from taking effect on August 25th. The group argued the law would violate citizens' privacy and equal protection rights under the state's constitution. The new state law allows for abortions only in cases of rape, incest, or to prevent a pregnant woman's death. The move comes after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned the 1973 decision that had recognized a constitutional right to abortion. Shipping companies are preparing to halt the transport of goods on the Rhine River as water levels in Germany's biggest river near a critically low point. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has that story.
An ongoing drought affecting much of Europe has lowered rivers such as the Rhine, preventing large ships with heavy loads from passing key waypoints and forcing them to use smaller vessels or to split cargoes into multiple shipments. At one bottleneck, an official gauge measured the water level at 14.6 inches. Big, heavy ships can't pass if the level falls below 15.7 inches. Companies that rely on ships to receive raw materials and deliver finished goods are expected to face delays and shortages, and coal-fired power plants and gas stations could also see supply shortages if shipping on the Rhine is halted. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Sri Lanka said on Saturday that it has agreed that the Chinese survey vessel Yanwang 5 can dock at its southernmost port, the Chinese-run Hambantota, on August 16th. India and the United States have raised concerns about the security of such a move. The foreign security analysts describe the Yuanwang 5 as one of China's latest generation space tracking ships used to monitor satellite, rocket, and intercontinental ballistic missile launches. Both China and India have tried to expand their influence in Sri Lanka, which is facing its worst economic crisis in its post-independence history. U.S. diplomatic workers in Tijuana, Mexico, have been told to shelter in place because of gang violence in the border cities of Mexicali, Rosarito, and Ensenada, as well as Tijuana. The violence includes road blockades and vehicles being set ablaze. Officials blame the attacks on disputes between drug cartels. And once again, our top story this hour, the man charged with attacking author Salman Rushdie on Friday has pled not guilty at an arraignment today. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.